The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind the current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the auto market.
Well, the pandemic broke the global economy. We watched it happen in real time, but it is even more obvious with the benefit of hindsight. The government shut down most of the economy, put it on life support with stimulus, and opened it back up months later. It was financial intervention on a scale that we have never seen before, and the after effects still linger on, especially if you look in certain areas. One of those places is the automotive market, specifically used vehicles. Used car prices soared and have since collapsed, and we expect prices to fall further in the months to come. Supply chain disruptions slammed the automotive industry in the thick of the pandemic, and car makers often could not get the computer chips they needed in the last steps of assembly, so thousands of vehicles otherwise ready for delivery sat waiting for those final parts.
Yes, it made for a scene we have never seen before. Empty dealership lots, as there was basically no inventory available.
To make matters worse, this happened at a time when Americans had spare cash to burn thanks to stimulus payments. Folks were looking to buy. The result was a bubble in the used vehicle market. Prices nearly doubled in less than 2 years. For a time, the average used car was more expensive than the average new one. It was an unsustainable move higher. That is why used car prices have collapsed in the past 2 years. We can see this rise and fall by looking at the Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index. This index has tracked the price change of the used vehicle market since 1997. Like other big-ticket items, prices for used vehicles tend to be slow movers. They drift higher and might fall a bit during economic slowdowns. The pandemic induced supply shock changed that. Used car prices surged 88% from their bottom in April 2020 to their high in January 2022. At the time, everyone knew the rally could not last, but no one knew how long it would take for the world to get back to normal and for prices to reverse. Fortunately for would-be buyers, that reversal is now underway.
And just what are you seeing? How much have the used car prices reversed?
Well, the Manheim Index is down 22% over the past 2 years. We can expect prices to keep falling even further in the months ahead. Thanks to more than two decades of data, we have an idea of how much downside remains. This index rose about 2% a year up until the start of the pandemic, and we are now 4 years past the pre-pandemic level. And if you take those pre-pandemic levels and grow them by 2% for 4 years, the index should be closer to 170 today. So that means prices need to fall another 16% from here just to get back to normal. And if you assume a 4% annual growth rate instead of 2%, the implied downside is nearly 10%.
But consumers don't just consider the price of a used car. Now that the average borrowing rates for used cars, according to Experian, are over 11%, this all seems to have sparked an affordability crisis.
Yes, times are getting tougher for borrowers, including those with student loans. Again, before the pandemic, more than 11% of student loan borrowers were already more than 90 days late on their payments. Economists at Bank of America expect that pattern to pick right back up when the pause ends. That will almost immediately add $167 billion in delinquent balances back to the U.S. economy. The kicker is, rising delinquency rates will put pressure on everything else. When student loan payments were paused, it drove delinquency rates down. So it makes sense that as those payments pick up, so will delinquency rates. This is going to put pressure on the entire economy. It will send other types of loan delinquencies higher, and it will hurt retail businesses. As folks spend more on debt repayments, they will have less money for discretionary spending.
Yes, and this is yet another catalyst to create more pressure on the U.S. consumer and consumer-facing businesses.
We need to keep an eye on all kinds of consumer delinquency rates in the coming months, and as they start rising, credit issues will worsen. We may even see the retail landscape deteriorate. According to Forbes, car payment delinquencies hit a 30-year high, and according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, along with Equifax and the Philadelphia Fed, the percentage of car loans going into early-stage delinquency rose to 7.7% in the fourth quarter, a level not seen since 2010. So in short, we have seen a bubble inflate and begin to deflate, but the decline is not over yet, and we should expect another double-digit fall in used car prices before it ends.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.